The contributions in question came to U.S. Representative and gubernatorial hopeful Mark Green through political action committees. These so-called PACs were controlled by Tom DeLay. The Texan stepped down from his leadership post after being indicted for allegedly violating fundraising laws. Some Republicans in other states who received donations linked to DeLay have returned them. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin is demanding Green do the same, returning $30,000. The State Elections Board says that returning all of it at once would violate limits in campaign rules. Green's campaign manager, Mark Grawl, says most of that money has already been spent. What's left might be returned.
What Mark Green has said is that if Tom DeLay is found guilty, he will return $2,000. He'll either return it or he'll donate to some sort of voter registration organization that the State Elections Board says he can do.
A state lawmaker from Madison thinks politicians who want to avoid perceptions of tainted campaign money should give it to the State Elections Board. Mark Pocan is proposing a bill that would let the board use the money to look into alleged campaign violations.
Currently, the options are you can give money to charity or you can return it to a campaign. We thought it might be good to have an option that actually allows us to even have stronger and cleaner elections in Wisconsin.
Pocan says his bill would provide money for nonpartisan investigations. The State Elections Board currently consists of political appointees from both parties. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and others calling for campaign finance reform want both the elections and ethics boards to have fewer political ties and more enforcement power. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.